Things are moving and changing very quickly in Afghanistan. So we will round out this hour with our correspondents, Franco Ordonez and Greg Myrie. Welcome back.
Hi, Pam.
So I want to start with the situation at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Are helicopters continuing to ferry people from the to the airport? Is the embassy still a going operation?
Well, it's rapidly winding down. The helicopters have been taking people from the embassy to the airport. Now, these certainly are American diplomats, but many of the employees there are Afghans as well who want to try to get out. So we've seen reports of smoke coming out of the embassy, apparently from the burning of sensitive documents. And we have heard that the core diplomatic staff will stay and operate from the airport. But it looks like the intent right now is to empty out the embassy and perhaps keep a few key diplomats at the airport where this airlift is taking place and where they could also leave on short notice if needed.
I just want to share a quote from our correspondent, Michelle Kellerman. She spoke with someone or was texting with someone in the embassy in Kabul who writes, "We are operating at an alternate location. Flag is down. Gunfire at airport." This is a very rapidly changing situation. And Franco, I wanted to ask you, how is the Biden administration responding to this, given that this is not the cool, calm, orderly departure that they described or expected?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we're still waiting to hear from the president today. He's still out of public view at Camp David as all this is unfolding. We do know that he's in touch with his national security team. I mean, the administration is taking a lot of criticism for how quickly Afghanistan is falling. We've talked and played tape of how Biden last month said that the Taliban would not soon be overrunning the whole country. That's what's happening. We're talking about helicopters going in to evacuate Americans from the embassy. And what we have heard, though, we have heard a little bit from some members of the administration. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was on CNN earlier defending the administration, saying that another year, another 2 years would not make a difference after 20 years of war and trillions of dollars invested. That said, you know, some of the criticism now is, you know, at least now it's become more pinpointed. It's not only about the decision to leave. There is some of that, but it's also about how the United States is doing it and whether what we're seeing on the ground could have been avoided with a better strategy.
NPR correspondents Franco Ordonez and Greg Myrie, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.